There we are. How's that looking?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad? Listen, mate, you won't see a smoother bit of turf this side of Edgbaston. Yeah,
well, if we're going to get the world's media descending on the place...
Are you feeling all right, Kenton?
It could happen.
Maybe you should go and have a lie down.
Well, no, they go for these offbeat stories sometimes, especially if it's a quiet news day.
What? Never mind quiet. You'd have to be moribund for them to come down here.
Do you think I should mark our logo on the turf, you know, like they do in the big stadiums?
We've got a logo.
A flaming courgette inside Olympic rings. What do you think?
I think maybe I've slipped into a parallel universe.
Well, Hayley reckons it's a great idea. There's going to be a relay team to carry it from farm to farm. You up for that?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, last lap's going to be Chris Carter. He'll bring the torch onto the green and light the Olympic flame there. Not sure what that's going to be yet.
No, I am definitely in a parallel universe.
Yeah, but it's going to be fantastic.
Maybe I've been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
They're good, though. Sometimes you look exactly like my brother Kenton.
Oh. Finished your mowing?
Yep. Looks good, doesn't it?
Well, this is going to be some world record, sir.
Blimey, not you as well.
There you go, you see. Someone's entered into the spirit of it.
Well, you can just thank your lucky stars we weren't combining today. Otherwise, you'd have had to have found another groundsman.
Well, haven't you started yet?
No.
Got a bit late, aren't you? I've seen the combines out everywhere.
A sore point, that is.
Yeah, Adam seems more interested in his strawberries.
Oh, better hope the sun keeps shining, then.
Mm. Well, I suppose I better get this bit of kit back to Brookfield. You've come to collect the kids, have you, love?
Yeah, Linda said they'd be finishing by 7.
Oh, looks like they just have.
Oh, dear. They seem to have got themselves in a bit of a tangle.
Not for the first time, eh, Dave?
No, it's been at least 3 times while I've been watching.
Poor Linda.
I think she might be trying to be just a bit too ambitious.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hi, Ola.
We used to do maypole dancing when we were
no,
kids.
No, don't worry.
I don't remember it being that difficult.
Yeah, but you didn't have Madame Snell, didn't you? Did you, probably?
And how long's it been now? Right. Yeah, of course I will. Probably take me 20 minutes, though. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll see you soon. Yeah, cheers, Oliver.
What's the problem?
It's one of his Guernsey cows. It's been calving for 3 hours and nothing's happening.
Ah, I see.
Wants me to go and have a look.
Fine.
So, I'll see you later then, love.
Okay.
See you, Kenton.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, well, I'd better make a start on my line markings, I guess.
You're not doing things by halves, are you?
Yeah, I can't afford to. It'll go down in the village annals, this event.
I'll do that, all right.
Hey, I wonder why he hasn't run right up to the pond.
I imagine he wanted to leave it long for the wildlife.
That's a pity. No chance of water sports, then.
Well, what were you thinking of? High-board tomato diving?
Hey, great idea. Or how about marrow boat racing?
Marrows don't float.
Hey, but they would if you scooped them out.
True.
Put a couple of sails up and off you go.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Pip. You finished?
Oh, not quite. She just wants to run through with the little ones.
Right.
She said about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, Pip, you've come just at the right moment.
Have I?
Yeah, there's something very important you can help me with. Are you up for it?
Oh, that was quick.
Evening.
Joe, I thought you were dead.
Did
you? No, the water bag broke. It must have been a good 4 hours ago, but nothing's happened since.
Look, there we are.
Well, yeah, I did have a quick feel inside.
And what did you find?
A couple of feet, that's all. Couldn't find a head.
Oh, it's got to be one.
Well, yes. I thought I'd give David a call. He's on his way over.
Well, I'm here now, so we'll have another look-see, shall we?
Well, perhaps we ought to hang on a minute.
Nope. She's been like that for 4 hours. It's time we got on, poor old girl.
Yeah, I suppose we should.
So, if you wants to get washed up...
Oh, right.
I can see she wasn't far off when we got her in this morning.
Right.
Thought I'd better pop in and see how she was getting on.
That's jolly good of you,
don't want no upsets, do we? Lovely beast like her.
I hope not.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get her sorted. Now, you going to get some of that lube on?
Right.
She'll have had a few calves in her time, this old girl.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And she's going to have a nice one now, we hope. Right, let's see if we can find that missing head, shall we?
Okay, now, Pip, have you ever put the shot?
Put the what?
The shot put. That's what we're doing here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, only on the day we'll be doing it with a Swede. A Swede shot put, get it?
This isn't a Swede.
Yeah, it'll do for now, just so as I can get the distances right so I can mark out the lines.
Oh, that's a good point. A handful of stones in a plastic bag, it's going to be like a real Swede.
But it's an approximation, that's all.
But the stones keep rolling about.
Let's just give it a go, shall we? Now, you know how to hold it?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, that's it. Now tuck it up right under your chin.
Yeah.
Now, you take 2 little steps, or little hops, really, and then you push up your arm and you let it go. Right, go on, give it a try.
Like this.
Yeah. No, you need to give it more welly.
I was. It just drops down like that.
Oh, of course it does. It's nothing like a proper Swede.
Yeah, well, we haven't got a Swede.
So I don't see how you can work out the distances. You might as well guess.
No, 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 this is better. I mean, the weight's about the same.
OK, you give it a go then.
All right, pass it over here. Right, thanks. OK, this will be the adult distance, obviously.
Obviously.
So I hold the shot under my chin.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, then a couple of hops, and I go... Ah!
Kent, you OK?
Yeah, I'm fine. God, they're heavy, those stones.
They would be if they land on your foot.
It's a dead weight, I told you.
Yeah, you're quite right. It's nothing like a real Swede. Stupid idea.
It was, really.
Yeah, yeah, like you said, look, I'm going to have to guess the distance. Well, thanks for your help, though, Pip.
No problem.
Right, I better get on with marking these lines.
OK, we'll go and see if Josh is ready yet.
Yeah, well, he should be.
Are you sure you're all right, Kent?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine.
Here it comes. Ah, well done, old girl.
There they are, look. A nice effort calf.
Oh, splendid, isn't she? Let's just make sure her airways are clear.
It's all the way. As soon as she puts the head in the correct position, she calves in no time.
Yeah, you were right, Joe.
Oh, well, when you carved as many of them as I have.
There you go, little one.
Yeah. Right, now, drag around the front so her mum can see her.
Come on, then, come on. Yeah, it's all right, Mum, we're not taking her anywhere.
No, she's a big one. She ought to do well.
There you go, girl. There's your little one.
She'll be all right now.
Wonderful sight, that. Mum licking a calf, doesn't matter how many times you see it.
If I had a penny for every time I've been here, I'd be a wealthy man by now.
I bet.
I mind one night in here, in this very shed, Christmas night it was. Goodness knows how many years ago.
Oh, yeah?
She was an old dairy shorthorn. She'd been trying to calve all the afternoon, just like this one of yours.
Hi, how are we doing?
David, how good of you to come over.
Oh, looks like the job's been done.
Look, I'm so sorry.
Don't be daft. I'm glad it all worked out.
Well, it's thanks to Joe.
Well, we all got to do her a bit, didn't we?
Well, it's much appreciated.
Oh, nice calf. I should think she'd do very well.
Yeah, that's what Joe was saying.
Tell you what, I know a couple of kids who'd like to see her. Can I bring them over sometime?
Well, of course you can, whenever you like.
Oh, thanks.
I know somebody else who'd like to see her.
You and me both, Joe.
Hi, Kenton.
Oh, Adam, hiya.
Sorry to interrupt the good work. This for the Olympics?
Yeah, that's it. These are for the parsnip javelin.
Great. Look, I won't hold you up. I wondered if you'd seen Mike Tucker.
Yeah, not yet.
I've been looking for him. Haley said he was coming down here with a load of milk crates.
Yeah, that's right. They're for the podium. You know, the winner's podium?
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, it's good to know he's on his way. Is there a message?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, yeah, sure, no worries.
Only, you know we've got this big strawberry order on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a couple of days still to go, and I need all the pickers I can get, especially evenings.
Well, he's pretty busy these days, what with milking over at Oliver's.
I know. Don't suppose I'll have the time.
Oh, worth asking, though.
What about you? Don't fancy a couple of evenings picking, I suppose?
Me? No, sorry, mate, I'm tied up with these Olympics.
Oh, well, if you change your mind...
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Thanks. Must be off.
Oh, by the way, David was looking for you.
Yeah, okay. See you, Kenton.
He seemed to think it was important. What the hell?
And your old Ted Plater, he puts his hand inside his cow and he says, I got 3 legs and 4 ears. Well, I thought it was a whole moonshine. See, he comes straight from the pub.
And was it?
Was it what?
A lot of moonshine?
Ah, twins. And a wonderful pair of milkers they turned out to be. Lasted nearly 20 years, both of them.
That's great, Joe.
No, he once said half old Ted, though everybody thought he was a bristle short of a yard brush.
Well, I've got to go.
Thank you so much for coming around here.
No problem. Call me any time.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I'm just glad it turned out so well.
Well, when you've had the experience I've had...
Yeah, you did a great job, Joe.
That's what we're here for, isn't it? To help one another.
Yeah, exactly. See you then, Oliver.
Bye, David. Thanks again.
OK, see you, Joe.
I'll try that. I don't suppose I could trouble you for a drop more of your malt, could I?
Oh, of course, Joe. I'll fetch the bottle through.
Ah, good man. And while you're at it, I'll just nip out and look at that calf for you. Make sure she's sucking all right.
I'm glad it's not my job to untangle all the ribbons.
That's what poor Linda's going to be doing.
It's her own fault. She shouldn't have made the little ones do that stupid dance.
Probably thought they could cope with it.
Well, they couldn't, could they?
Pip?
It's true.
Linda expects the best from people. If that's a fault, it's a very nice one.
And she shouldn't have let Molly Button be in it. It was bound to be a disaster.
Which one's Molly Button?
Oh, you must have seen her. She had red trousers and her hair in bunches.
Oh, her. Where does she live?
They've just moved into Gleeblands.
Ah.
You should see her on the school bus. She's always losing stuff.
Well, anyway, Linda's going to have to settle for something easier if you're going to be ready in time.
Back to the barber's pole, yawn, yawn.
Is that the first one you did?
Skipping round and round till we all die of boredom.
At least you'll get it right.
Yeah, if we can manage to stay awake.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dad.
How's the calf?
Oh, yeah, it's doing fine. Thanks to Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, he got it all sorted out by the time I got there. Nice Guernsey heifer.
I've never seen a Guernsey calf.
Yeah? Well, we'll have to go over there one night.
Oh, can we? Great.
Yeah.
So it's all going well then?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Good for Oliver.
Yeah, you know, you've got to hand it to him. When most blokes are ready for their slippers, he's only taken on the biggest challenge of his life.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if he actually makes it work.
That's it, little. You keep sucking. We want you to grow big and strong. Feeder's a lot depending on you. This place for a start, Grange Farm, got a lot of history for us. And there's old man Sterling. He ain't a bad bloke in his way. But there's somebody else too. Another Grundy. He's going to be here one day, so that's what you've got to get strong, see? You just remember that, little one.
Darling, that's wonderful. And you sure you don't need picking up at the airport? No, I see.
Hey, tea going, Jenny?
Shh, shh, shh. Yeah, of course we will, darling. It'll be lovely whenever it is.
What's going on?
Debbie's coming home.
Oh, that's great.
Mm. Well, we'll see you when we see you then, darling. Yeah, all right. You take care now. Yes, yes, I will. Bye then. Bye.
When's she coming then, Jenny?
Oh, she's not exactly sure yet. She's hoping to get a flight in the next couple of days.
Oh. How long is she staying?
Well, not long, unfortunately. She's got a couple of meetings with Matt and she wants to see how the harvest's going.
What harvest?
Well, I think she means on the estate.
There's not much happening here.
There will be soon.
Well, I think it's wonderful, even if it is only for a few days.
Oh, absolutely.
And she insists she doesn't want meeting at the airport. Apparently, she's hoping to get a lift back with Matt.
Matt?
He's flying back from somewhere or other. Oh, now I must get her room ready.
I hope she's got time to do a shift on the combine.
Cheap labour, eh, Dad?
Nothing cheap about employing Debbie, I can assure you.
I think we should give her a chance to rest. She's working so hard out there.
Jenny, it's harvest time. She knows we're going to be busy.
It doesn't have to involve her, though.
She might actually enjoy a turn on the combine. She was always so good at it.
Hi.
Oh, hello, darling. Do you want a coffee?
No time, I'm afraid, Mum. No Tom yet?
Well, I haven't seen him. Have you, Brian?
No, I think he's still over with the pigs. Well, can you tell him I've gone down to the maize? He's meant to be helping me put up the marquee.
Haven't you got that up yet?
Don't worry. It'll all be ready for the opening.
Good.
Haven't had time, that's all. Shouldn't be doing it now, really. Got all the pickers working till late.
Adam, we need to have a talk about the harvest.
Yeah, not now, though.
It's high time we got cracking on the barley.
Two more days, and this strawberry contract will be done.
Well, all right, but I don't think we can afford to get any further behind.
We'll talk about it later, okay? Just give the message to Tom, can you?
Well, of course we will.
You haven't given him the good news.
What's that?
Debbie's coming home.
Oh, great.
Only for a few days, I'm afraid, but it'll be lovely to see her.
Is she planning to do any work? Or is this just a tour of inspection?
Adam.
No, I've got to go.
Can I come?
Alice, I'm not messing about. I've got a job to do.
I know. I'd like to help.
Come on, then.
Great.
See you guys later.
Yeah, all right, darling. Oh, take your jacket, Alice.
I don't need it, Mum. Bye.
Bye.
Well, he doesn't seem exactly overjoyed about Debbie's visit.
Oh, I'm sure he is, really.
In fact, he doesn't seem particularly happy about anything at the moment.
He's busy, that's all.
Well, we're about to be busier. have to get cracking on the combine soon. We can't go on putting it off.
Well, I'm sure he knows that.
I do wish he'd get over this thing he's got about Debbie.
Well, I don't think he's serious.
You don't?
No, but he's got something on his mind. I only wish I knew what it was.
Lift a bit more, can you, Tom? That's it.
Ah, great.
Now, if we can get the roof cover on, Alice, nip round the other side, can you?
Yeah, we'll do.
Thanks. Now, I'm going to chuck it over the ridge bar. If you two could grab the end.
Go on, then.
Right, coming over. Got it?
Yeah.
Right, pull it, can you? That's it. Bit more.
How's that?
Yeah, fine. Well done.
Great.
Right. I'll go and get the side panels. Could you two start doing up the toggles?
No problem.
And make sure you line them upright, otherwise you'll have a loose flap at the end.
Don't want that, do we?
Believe me, you don't. Or you'll be doing them all again.
He's missed his vocation. He should have gone in the army.
He's got a lot on at the moment.
Yeah, strawberries. And don't we know it?
Here, you'd better take the stepladder.
Thanks.
I think I can probably reach...
That's all we ever hear about these days. Strawberries.
You have to go where the money is.
I suppose you're obsessed about burgers.
Probably. But then my burgers are the best on the entire planet.
They would be.
It's true.
You're going to be selling them here?
Only on special days. To be honest, we've got enough bookings this summer.
Yeah?
Yeah, starting with Borsetshire County Show next week.
Mum and Dad go there. But they don't do burgers. They do lunch in the president's tent.
Yeah, they would do.
Dad put us on about the price of wheat, and Mum gets quietly wasted on pimp.
Well, so long as they have a good day.
This is boring. What, you like at monkey swinging?
Nothing special.
I am. Watch this.
Alice, be careful.
Time me. Here to the far end in 20 seconds, okay?
Alice! I thought you were here to help.
I am.
If you're just going to mess around...
Okay.
What are you doing, anyway?
Practicing for the Veggie Olympics.
Brian!
Oh, hello, Ian. Yeah, you only just caught me.
I won't hold you up. I was looking for Adam.
He's up at the maze. Do you want me to give him a message?
Well, I need to see him, really.
Well, you know where to go, but I warn you, he's busy, though. They're putting up the marquee.
Well, don't worry, I won't keep him long.
You find your own way over there.
Yeah, no problem. I'll see you then.
Okay, cheerio.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Good. Is everything all right?
Yeah, far as I know.
Well, why didn't you ask him in for a coffee? I'd have liked to have had a chat.
It's Adam he wants to talk to, not us.
Do you think they've got problems, the two of them?
How on earth would I know, Jenny?
No, I suppose you wouldn't.
Even if I did, there's not much we could do about it.
No.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off over to see David. He must be wondering what on earth's happened to our combine.
Alice, you're going to have to push the pegs in further than that.
The ground's too hard.
Oh. Here you go, use that.
Hello there. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Ian.
We're getting there, aren't we, team?
Yeah,
definitely.
I can see you are. Well, I won't hold you up.
Right.
I was just wondering if there's any chance of us having supper together for once.
I don't know. We're pretty busy.
Well, I've been shopping. I've got some beautiful fillet steak from that new butcher.
Yum, yum.
I'm sorry, Ian. It's going to be difficult.
We need to talk, Adam.
Tom, you couldn't go and get those other two sheets from the Land Rover?
Yeah, sure.
And you, Alice, please.
Doesn't need two of us.
Do it, please.
Yeah, okay.
Look, we do need to have a conversation. You know that.
Do I?
I'll cook us a great meal. We'll have a bottle of wine so we're both relaxed.
Sounds great. Can't do it tonight, though.
Well, why not? I mean, you've practically finished here.
I've got the pickers working late. I can't just clear off and leave them.
They know what they're doing.
It doesn't work like that. If I'm not there, things start to slide, believe me.
Well, so you're saying you can't?
Not tonight, I'm afraid.
I see.
Sorry.
No. Work has to come first, I understand that.
Quite.
Okay, I'll see you then. Sometime.
Sure.
Here we are.
See you guys.
Yeah, cheers, Ian.
Bye, Ian.
Right, let's get this finished, shall we?
Shouldn't take long now.
Good. Like to nip over and check on the pickers. Do you you reckon you can manage here?
Hi, Mum. Have you got a minute?
Oh, Adam, of course. Cup of tea, darling?
No, thanks. Just a chat.
Right. Come on. Sit yourself down, then.
Thanks.
Ian was looking for you a little while ago. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Something wrong, darling?
I'm afraid there is.
Oh, I thought so.
It's going round and round in my head, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Can you say what it is, or is that too difficult?
No, I want you to know. Otherwise, I'm going to go crazy. You know his friend Mads, who came to stay?
Yeah, she seemed very nice.
Ian thinks so. So nice, in fact, that he wants to father her child.
Goodness.
That's basically what she came down for. She split up with her husband. She wants a kid, so why not go for good old Ian, her best friend from student days, Mr. Fix-It?
And Ian's taken to the idea?
Mummy's beside himself. It's like being a dad's the only thing he's ever wanted.
Well, it's a powerful thing.
But that's the point. He won't be a dad. He'll be a sperm donor, that's all. Who's to say she's not going to meet some guy 6 months later and settle down to play happy families? Where does that leave Ian?
And he's prepared to take that chance.
Yeah. It's like this thing with her means more than whatever it is he feels for me.
But you love each other.
I thought we did. There's something else. He had a letter this morning.
From Matt?
No. From some fertility clinic. It came after it'd gone to work. I'm afraid I opened it.
Oh, Adam.
I know, I shouldn't have. I had to, though. And it's a good thing I did, because it proves he hasn't been honest with me either.
Well, in what way?
From this letter, it's obvious their plans are a lot further on than they've told me.
Well, are you sure?
Definitely. In fact, I suspect he's been down to see her. He hasn't said anything, of course.
Oh, dear. Well, if he's that determined,
he's being such an idiot, Mum. In 6 months or a year's time, she'll meet some other bloke and then it'll be goodbye, Ian.
That's not what she's saying, though.
Oh, no. No, she says whatever happens to her, he'll be the kid's dad. And she'll want him to be involved in the kid's life. Me too, come to that, as Ian's partner.
She said that?
Well, she would do, wouldn't she? Doesn't mean she won't change her mind.
Well, I know it's early days, but she doesn't come over as that sort.
Maybe not, but...
And don't forget, look, she and Ian have been friends a long time.
Well, anyway, if he's been prepared to go this far, never mind what I think, what does that say about our relationship?
Oh, Adam, I've just been over to see David. Told him we'll be there with the combine the next couple of days.
Okay.
Sorry, have I interrupted something?
No, it's all right.
He's not terribly happy, so I said we'd have trouble with the combine. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
I've got a few calls to make, so I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Mum.
Oh, darling.
It's not something I've ever thought about.
That's why you... You need to give yourself time.
Yeah.
And I really think you should... You must keep talking with Ian. I know it's hard, but...
Didn't used to be.
Well, it never is when things are running smoothly. It's when you hit problems.
I suppose that's it.
But it's always best to keep the lines of communication open. I know that from my own experience.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the only advice I can give you, darling. Keep talking. And if there is a solution, I'm sure you'll find it.
Sam. Wake up. Time to get up.
Okay.
Don't go off to sleep again.
No.
Come on. I know you. son.
Oh. Tell you what, how about you do the milking this morning and I stay in bed?
Sorry. I'll be late for the shop.
Okay. Mm. I'll swap you. I'll just have a couple more hours, Kip, first.
Mm. Whoa, we shouldn't have been so late last night.
It was my day off.
We should have eaten earlier and not got into that club.
Oof. Yeah, better still, we could have stayed in, read a book. Gone to bed early with a cup of cocoa.
Oh, come on, get up.
Oh, okay, I'll give in.
Oh, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Morning, love.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
Yeah, magic. Ah. I better go and get that noisy lot in.
Oh, seriously, do you want me to come and give you a hand?
No, I'll be fine. Thanks.
Good. Because it's far too cosy in here.
Yeah, okay, don't rub it in.
Sorry.
Oh. Curses, you have to leave your bag in the middle of the floor.
Oh, sorry.
Where's all this stuff down in? Shoes?
You're in a great mood this morning.
Oh. I'm fed up with it, Kirsty. You can just try tidying away for a change.
Like where?
I don't know. Try the other wardrobe.
Have you looked in there lately? It's full up with your stuff.
Is it?
Including a set of golf clubs that you never use.
Yeah, all I'm saying is you could just be a little bit tidier. There's all that clutter on the other side of the bath.
It's not clutter, it's my toiletries and stuff. It'd be easier if I didn't have to live out of bags all the time.
Meaning what?
Nothing. I thought you had cows to milk.
Yeah, all I'm saying is you could just make a little bit more effort, that's all.
Bye, son.
Right, girl, I think that's about you done.
Morning, Oliver.
Oh, morning, Mike. Finished the milk run already?
Yeah, I started at 4 this morning, so I thought I'd pop in and see how you was getting on.
Well, that's very good. You're doing fine.
Right.
Nearly finished. This is the last lot.
Right, well, I can help you wash down.
No, no need for that.
Well, that's no problem. I'll have my breakfast.
Well, in that case, thanks very much.
That's okay.
Right, that's you done. Off you go.
Oh! Hey, oh. Oliver, are you okay?
Oh, I knew she wasn't happy, this one. Oh, she lashed out at me earlier on.
Yeah, you always get a few nasty ones.
No. She's as good as gold.
Where'd she get you?
Right on the knee.
Oh, painful.
Oh, dear.
Oliver?
Is it a bit...
Hey, come on. Give us your arm.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Now, a little kick on the leg.
Come on, we're going to get you inside.
Yes, it's all right. Just for 5 minutes, man. Di, you there?
Oliver? Whatever's happened?
He got kicked on the knee.
No, it's nothing, really.
Oh, here. Come and sit down.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Oh, no need to look so worried, darling. I'm fine, really, I am.
Well, you're not looking fine. You've gone very white.
Yeah, I'll be all right in a minute.
What can I get you? A cup of tea or something?
No, nothing, thanks. I'll just sit here for a moment. Then I must get back out there.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yeah, you take it easy. I'll finish the milk.
There's really no need.
Oh, yes, there is. Thank you, Mike. We'd appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike.
Well, I'll see you later, and don't worry about a thing. You just sit tight.
Now, let's have a look at this knee.
No, it'll be a bit bruised, that's all.
The way you were hobbling, it must be painful.
It'll be fine once I've rested it.
I still think we ought to have a look. Go on, let's get these overalls off.
There's really no need, darling.
You can be very stubborn at times, Oliver.
I know, it must be infuriating.
What possessed this cow to have a go at you anyway? Is she normally vicious?
Not at all. I was saying to Mike, she's usually very amiable.
Not today, though.
No, it's my own fault. I should have been more careful.
You weren't to know she was in a bad mood.
Well, maybe I should have done. Thinking about it, she was giving out enough signals.
Such as?
Well, for a start, she was obviously upset by the back chain. It's never bothered her before.
You can't watch everything.
Oh, why not? That's the point of a small herd. It means the herdsman gets to know his cows really well. Assuming he's up to the job, of course.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, when you think some of these herds today are, what, 300 or 400 strong? I mean, what chance have the chaps got to spot something wrong, eh?
Well, there'd be several of them looking after a herd that size.
Well, even so, things are going to be missed.
Well, bound to be, I suppose.
Well, not having that sort of sloppy management round here.
Where do you think you're going?
No, I'm fine, darling. There's something I need to talk to Mike about.
Not yet, you don't. I suggest you sit down again, because you're not walking out of here for at least another 20 minutes.
Honestly, I was so mad. He was totally out of order.
What started it off then?
My overnight bag.
Your bag?
Mind you, he's never good in the morning at the best of times.
Well, neither am I.
And then when he got up, he sort of half fell over it.
Why? Did you leave it in the middle of the room?
Not in the middle. I'd put it against the wall. He still managed to fall over it, though.
Well, then you just lost it.
Oh, just a bit. It wasn't just the bag. It was all my stuff messing up the place, as he put it. Which has to be the joke of the century. I mean, he's not the tidiest bloke on the planet.
Mm, poor you.
The thing is, it came out of the blue. No way was I expecting anything like that.
Do you reckon he'd been brooding about it?
It sounded like it to me. It was way over the top.
Mm, not good.
How much are these 200 packs?
£9.30.
Thanks.
So, what do you reckon was behind the outburst?
No idea. What do you think?
Well, it's hard to say when it comes out of the blue like that.
Do you reckon he's going off me?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so.
Couldn't have happened at a worse time, really.
No?
I was thinking maybe we could move things forward a bit.
How?
Me move in, I suppose. I mean, that's one of the reasons my stuff's always about, because I have to keep moving it from the flat to his place, then back again. Nothing ever gets put away properly.
No, I can see that.
And that's where I reckon he was being really unfair.
Have you ever mentioned it to him? Wanting to move in?
Not exactly, no. I've dropped all sorts of hints. He never seems to get the message.
Well, maybe he has.
How do you mean?
What if he has got the message? Maybe you've scared him off.
So you do think he's going off
That's
me?
That's not what I said.
Same thing, though.
He might just want more time, and you dropping hints has made him feel like he's being pressured into it.
Oh, it's not like that.
No, but that could be how he sees it. And having a go at you over the mess was his way of slowing things down.
That's the last thing I'd want him to feel, that he's being pushed into something.
I'm sure.
So what do we do now?
Well, if it was me, I'd cool it. If everything else is okay, just give him time to catch up.
Talk of the devil. Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam. I'm okay. What about you? Cool. Oh, that's okay. I know what you like in the mornings. Nothing, why? Yeah, that'd be nice. 12:30. Great. What? Sam. Yeah, okay. See you then. Bye. Bye.
Well?
He apologised. I said he'd been in a foul mood this morning. Wants to take me for lunch to make up for it.
Good. You're going, I take it?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll only take my hour, though.
Oh, I'm not bothered about that. I'm going to be quiet enough anyway.
Do you know what else he said?
What?
Even though he moaned about my stuff, he'd be very sad if it wasn't there anymore.
Well, there you go. The guy's still crazy about you.
Well, I hope so.
So why not just enjoy?
You've got to admit it, Caroline. They're a fine bunch of beasts.
When they're not causing you GBH.
Ah, that was a one-off, I'm sure.
So, which one was the guilty party?
That's her, by the gate.
Oh, she looks as though butter wouldn't melt, if you'll pardon the phrase.
Well, it wouldn't most of the time. I shall make sure she knows there are no hard feelings on my account.
Oh, you're a real old softy, Mr. Sterling.
No, it's all good business, really. There's something Joe said the other day. You take care of your beasts, and they'll take care of you.
Very profound.
Well, it's got a certain ring to it.
How's it going, Oliver?
Ah, oh, fine, thanks, Mike. Now Caroline's finally untied me from the chair.
Oh, that'll be the day.
Right, you want me to take him back up the field?
No, we can do that.
Are you sure your knee's up to it?
Look, I can manage a couple of hundred yards up the lane. We're not talking about yomping over the Hassett Hills.
Well, if you're sure.
Anyway, Caroline's coming with me.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, it's all done, everything washed through and scrubbed down.
Oh, I'm very grateful to you, Mike.
That's no problem at all. Now, if that's everything, I think I'll be on my way.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I've got some news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got the dairy engineer coming in later to sort out the pasteuriser.
So the new plates got here okay?
They did.
Oh.
So I hope, by the end of the day, I'll be in a position to arrange another dummy run with the environmental health people.
Right.
Let's not count our chickens, shall we?
No, you're quite right, Carol.
Still, it's onwards and upwards, that's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, well, I'll see you this afternoon, then.
Right you are.
See ya. Bye, Caroline.
Bye, Mike.
With support like that, I don't see how we can fail.
All right. But I don't want to see you overdoing it.
No, I won't.
I hope not.
Kicking cows or not, I rather think this little enterprise is going to do me good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, it's nice wine.
It's lovely.
So, I'm forgiven then, am I?
Just this once.
I was thinking, maybe I should clear out a couple of drawers in the bathroom cabinet so you could put some of your stuff in there.
Sounds good to me.
And I could make some space in the wardrobe. Put some of my gear in the chest of drawers.
That'd help.
Good. Huh, like you said, it's just a matter of organisation, really.
Which neither of us is particularly good at.
What a pair, eh?
Yeah.
Of course, sensible thing to do would be for me to clear out all that stuff in the other wardrobe.
Well, there's no point. I'd never use it.
Wouldn't you?
I've been thinking about it, actually. What you said this morning made a lot of sense. I always bring far too much stuff over.
Do you?
Yeah, and it's only habit. All the clothes I never wear, and same with the shoes, and I cart them all back to mine again afterwards. It's stupid.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
And you've seen the cupboard space I've got in the flat. I mean, that's the main reason I went for it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, there is a lot of it.
So I'm thinking, with all this space, why aren't I using it?
Yeah, makes sense.
So you'll be seeing a big reduction in all my clobber over the next few days. I'll keep more of it at home.
Look, I hope you don't think...
There we go. Oh, that looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So does yours.
Pepper?
Oh, please, thanks.
Is that? Yeah, please. Thanks very much.
So, bon appetit.
So you still like your flat?
Yeah, it's perfect. Good location, easy for work, low maintenance.
Good.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I think your place is great too. I love coming over.
I'm glad.
But the idea of not having my own place, well, I couldn't even think about it at the moment.
Hi, Matt.
Debbie, great to see you. Have a good flight.
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, I've only come from Dublin, been looking at a couple of horses.
Any good?
Yeah, very tasty. Whether we can agree a price, that's another matter.
Same old Matt.
You know me, I like to stay on the move.
Yep.
Now, you got all your stuff?
Yeah, this is it.
Right, let's see if we can find my car, shall we? We have got a lot to talk about.
Right, ready?
Yep.
And... Right, do you reckon that'll be enough?
Yeah, it should be. I only need a small platform. I thought I'd put it over by the pond somewhere.
Right, and then what?
Stick the podium on top, bit of bunting.
This is for the winner, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd make it a big number, you know? Fanfare, the Ambridge Anthem.
What's the Ambridge Anthem?
Well, I haven't quite finalised that yet. The village pump doesn't sound quite right, though, somehow.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Kenton. You don't believe in doing things by halves.
I can't afford to, mate. Customer expectation.
Look, plenty of interest, then.
Oh, yes, building all the time. We had two inquiries from Loxley Barrett this morning.
Oh, so it's not just the village?
Oh, come on, Dave. This is the Olympics. Oh, we've got to be internationalist in our outlook. None of your little Englander mentality.
If you say so.
I happen to know that one of these Loxley Barrett guys is a dab hand at basketball, so... I reckon he fancies his chances with the carrots.
No, it's this this mystery celeb that's doing it. Are you going to tell me who it is?
Oh, don't do that, mate. If it got out, the whole deal could fall through.
Mm.
Right, well, if you could just shift this lot down to the green, that's you done.
Well, there's no rush. I thought Adam was going to be here with a combine at last, but he hasn't shown up again.
Well, that barley crop of yours is going to be growing a beard if you leave it much longer.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What's the problem?
Well, Brian reckoned they were having trouble with the combine, but they should have sorted it out by now, hadn't they?
Oh, you'd have thought so, yeah.
Just tried phoning Adam, but as usual, his phone switched off.
Well, your loss is my gain. If you've got nothing better to do, you can help me build this platform.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're on.
Good man.
But I'll tell you now, if I get a call saying this started on the barley, I will be out of there sharpish.
Plenty of harvesting going on round here.
Yep, you're all at it this week. Except over at your place.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm no expert, Debbie, as you know, but I'd have said the barley crops around Ambridge are pretty much ready. Have been for over a week.
Well, they should be.
So why haven't we seen that dirty great combine of Brian's blocking up the local lanes?
You saying he and Adam haven't started yet?
If they have, I'd like to know where they're doing it. There's not a lot happening in the fields I can see.
That's very odd.
Mind you, there's plenty of people tearing about with trailer loads of strawberries. All those students they've got over there.
Right.
And I have noticed in the last few days someone's been putting up posters about this maze of theirs. Rocket ship or some such thing.
Mm-hmm. They'll be opening soon.
But what Brian was so fond of calling proper farming, I don't see a lot of that going on.
Well, maybe they've had trouble with the combine. I'm surprised Adam hasn't emailed me.
Yeah, that's what it could be, of course. Now Brian's trousered the jolly old single farm payment. He's thinking to hell with farming. Bit too much like hard work.
Not Dad.
Can't say I blame him. If he wants to turn the place into a fun park for kids and a vacation camp for foreign students, well, good luck to him.
How's harvest going on the estate then, Matt?
Well, now, yeah. That couldn't be more different.
No?
I don't know if Graham Ryder's seen the writing on the wall, but he's got those contractors of his charging about like the 8th Cavalry.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a good job, though.
Grain's going into the corn bins, that's all I can say.
Well, we'll have to see.
You remember when I gave you this job, I said you were free to put the contracting work with whoever you wanted.
Have you changed your mind?
All I'm interested in is the bottom line, you know that.
Good.
However, I would have to say that on harvest performance...
Which has only just started.
On harvest performance to date, those cowboy tearaways, as you call them, seem to be a good bit quicker off the mark than the home team.
Yeah, well, when it comes to the bottom line, there's a lot more to it than harvest performance.
Indeed there is, yeah. Which is precisely why I wanted you to carry out this little recce.
Yeah?
As I told you, if we're going to change the way the estate farms are run, I'm going to have to go to the board with some hard figures.
Well, I understand that.
And there isn't much time if we're talking about the new crop year.
Well, they're going to have to make decisions in the next month or two.
Which is why it can't wait till the end of harvest.
No problem. Harvesting costs aren't going to substantially change the picture.
Yeah, precisely.
I can add in a standard figure for that.
See, what I'm looking for is evidence of overspending and inflated costs.
Well, if it's there...
Oh, come on, Debbie, of course it's there.
Yeah.
If it's not, what on earth have we been talking about for the past 3 months?
I'll find it. Don't you worry.
I know you will. I've told Ryder he's got to make everything available to you. Accounts, invoices, cheques, stubs, the lot.
Good.
He doesn't like it one little bit, but that's tough.
I'll go to the estate office first thing tomorrow.
And shall we say... Friday morning for the figures? I'd have thought 24 hours would be enough, wouldn't you?
Excuse me. Can you stop that a minute, please?
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
May I ask what you're building?
It's a wooden platform. I thought that was obvious.
Please don't get clever with me, Kenton.
I'm sorry.
And what's its purpose, may I ask?
I'm going to put the podium on it. That's what the milk crate's for.
Oh, yes, the podium.
Yeah, I know they look a bit naff, but don't worry. They'll be well hidden under banners and flags and all sorts of stuff. It'll look perfectly all right.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm sure so.
What about you, David? As chair of the parish council, do you go along with this structure?
Well, I don't see why not. It's all part of the fun.
That's a matter of opinion.
Have you got a problem with it?
As a matter of fact, I have, yes. When Peggy Woolley told me what you got in mind, I could hardly believe it.
OK, what exactly is it that you don't like?
Frankly, your whole approach. All this American-style razzmatazz, podiums and anthems and all that sort of thing. I'm surprised you haven't lined up a group of cheerleaders.
Oh, what a good idea. Wonder if it's too late to book the Felpisham majorettes.
Please, Kenton, it's no joking matter.
I'm sorry, Linda, I'm still not clear what your objection is.
Well, if we're going to do this, David, it has to have charm, doesn't it? It's because it's quintessentially English. I mean, after all, the very phrase, Vegetable Olympics, is a delightful anachronism.
Blimey, I thought we were just doing it for a laugh.
Well, I suppose so, yes, but all the same, we're talking about village England. That's why the maypole dancing is so right.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I gather your rehearsals haven't gone too well.
Yes, well, I may have been a bit ambitious to start with, but I'm sure if we keep to the basic steps, we'll be fine on the day.
Doesn't sound very exciting.
It's charming and traditional, which is exactly my point.
Well, I don't suppose you'd consider sparking it up a bit, would you? What if we got the majorettes to do a little routine around you?
What a grotesque idea.
Linda, I think he's winding you up.
Oh, really? Well, it's hard to tell with these other ridiculous things he's got planned.
So how long are you planning to stay for, Debbie?
Oh, only till Friday, I'm afraid.
Oh, right, that's a shame.
There's a lot going on over there. I'll have to head back after our meeting.
Lillian will be disappointed. She wanted me to ask you to supper.
Oh, that's a pity. I'd love to have come.
Another time, yeah?
Definitely. You will say thanks for me.
Yeah, of course.
Well, here we are. It's Sleepy old Ambridge.
Yeah, same as ever.
What's not happening on the green?
No idea.
Oh, look, it's David. Can you stop a minute?
Yeah, why not? You won't be long, though, will you?
No, just like a quick word, that's all.
Only I've got a meter tonight.
Two minutes, okay.
Oh, hang on, I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're probably setting up for those vegetable Olympics or whatever they call them.
These what?
Yeah, no, another bit of Ambridge nonsense. I try and stay out of them.
Frankly, it was bad enough covering the green with those awful white lines.
Well, they're only marking out the pitches.
Now we've got to have this eyesore blocking everyone's view of our beautiful pond.
Oh, come on, Linda. In a couple of weeks' time, it'll all be gone.
But in the meantime, visitors to our village are going to get an entirely false impression.
Well, they might actually enjoy themselves.
They're more likely to be heartily disappointed.
Hi. What's all this, then?
Hello, Debbie.
Hello. Surprise.
Oh. I didn't know you were home.
Yeah, I just arrived. Got a lift from the airport.
Oh, with Matt Crawford, I see.
Yeah. He was just telling me about your veggie Olympics. Yeah. Sounds a fabulous idea.
Unfortunately, some people have some rather bizarre ideas about how to interpret it.
She means me.
Well, look, I won't interrupt your preparations. I just wanted a quick word about the harvest, David.
Oh, what harvest?
Well, you've started now, surely?
Not yet, no. We were meant to be getting the combine today, but it never showed for some reason.
Well, hasn't anyone called you?
No.
I see.
No, they've been having some technical trouble. Don't know if that's the reason.
Right, well, I'll try and get it sorted out, OK?
Well, I wish someone would. It's been over a week now, and we need the straw.
OK, yes, yeah, sorry, David. I'll see you then.
See you, Debbie.
Bye, Debbie.
Yeah, bye, Debs. Yeah,
bye.
So, Kenton, do I assume you're going to continue with this construction?
Yeah, I think you better, yeah.
And I take it you don't intend to raise any objection, David?
No.
Well, I must say I'm disappointed in you both.
Oh, come on, Linda. It's going to be a great event.
Naturally, I shall do my utmost to ensure its success, despite my misgivings.
Oh, you're a true pro, Linda.
I try to be. But I won't pretend I'm not disappointed. Very disappointed indeed.
There you are, Adam. Can you tell me what's going on?
Hi, Debbie. Good to see you too.
Yeah, and you.
Just arrived?
Yeah, and I was surprised to see the combine parked in the yard. What's the problem?
Should there be one?
I just bumped into David, and I gather he's been expecting you to make a start on his barley.
Yeah, pity about that. We needed an extra day on the strawberry contract.
What strawberry contract?
I did a deal with a grower in Worcestershire. Very lucrative.
Nobody told me about it.
Are we supposed to?
Oh, come on, Adam, let's not go there again, OK? I'm part of the team, remember?
Well, this was all stitched up at the very last minute. A late supermarket order which this guy couldn't meet on his own. It was a great business opportunity.
So what about the barley harvest?
What about it?
You've got a team of pickers, right? Including my guys from Hungary.
Yes.
So why no combining?
You haven't quite grasped it, have you, Debbie? This was a very big order.
Look, are you telling me you deliberately delayed cutting the barley?
Yep. Executive decision.
And there was nothing wrong with the combine?
Was that likely?
I don't know.
You've taught me well, Debbie. That combine's been serviced, checked, and ready to roll for a month.
So why on earth is it standing in the yard?
Because I decided we'd be better off putting everyone on the strawberry job.
And Dad went along with this, did he?
Backed me 100%.
I see.
Now, if you don't mind, I want to finish shifting these crates because tomorrow we will be harvesting.
Well, I thought you'd at least have had the courtesy to give David a call.
Look, Debbie, you've had a long journey. Why don't you go and have a nice soak in the tub and we can discuss this later over a glass of wine?
I don't understand you, Adam. Last time I was home, you made a big issue out of being efficient.
And if I remember, you were forgetting out of farming altogether.
One thing I hope we can both agree about. If we're going to do it, we need to do it well.
So?
So what the hell were you doing ignoring our customers and our own crop, for that matter?
I'll tell you what I was doing. Trying damn hard to keep this farm in profit. Now, if you don't mind, I've got work to do.
Go on, out the way, you lot. Go on, move yourselves.
Oh, thanks a lot, love.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Oh, I enjoy it, especially mornings like this.
Yeah, lovely day, isn't it?
Just think, Sam. In a few weeks' time, we won't be getting up to do the milking. We'll be strolling down to the harbour for breakfast.
Yeah, you might be. I'll be sleeping off my hangover.
Oh, Sam!
Only joking. Nah, no, it's going to be great.
Are you all right taking this lot back on your own?
No problem.
Well, in that case, I'll go and get breakfast on. Won't be long, will you?
We haven't bacon and egg.
Of course.
They'll be back in record time.
Great.
Morning.
Morning, Ruth.
Hiya. Thought I'd better let you know. David and I were having a stroll over Quarry Bank last night, where that bunch of heifers is.
Nothing wrong, is there?
Afraid so. A couple of them have got swollen teats.
Summer mastitis?
Probably. So we need to get them in sharpish.
Okay, I'll do it straight after breakfast.
If you like, I'll come and give you a hand. I've just got to take the kids to the bus.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Bit of a bummer, that.
Summer mastitis?
That and the boss finding out before I did.
Oh, I should have noticed it, shouldn't I?
Well, yeah, you've been up there a couple of times for us.
I can't think what happened. I'm usually really careful.
Well, you obviously missed these two.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's no good rushing, you know. You need to take your time about it.
I do.
You walk through slowly, looking at each one of them?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's just one of those things, I expect. I'll be known to miss it myself.
Shall I help you get them in?
Ah, you'll be late for work.
Oh, it doesn't matter today. I meant to be picking up some salad stuff from Bridge Farm, so... Well, Helen won't be expecting me in first thing.
Okay, you're on.
Since I was partly the cause of the problem, I reckon I should help you put it right.
More toast, darling?
No, I'm fine, thanks, Mum. I must be off to the estate office.
You're staying for the team meeting.
Do you need me?
Oh, I thought you'd want to be here. As you say, you're part of the team.
Pity it's all so rushed, darling. There's no chance of you staying the weekend.
I wish I could, Mum. It's not possible, I'm afraid.
Oh, hope you're not working too hard.
No, it's a busy time, that's all.
Well, Debbie, there's another reason I'd like you to be at this meeting if you can.
I know. It's me and Adam, isn't it?
Well, you did have a bit of a ding-dong from what I heard.
Maybe I did. Going a bit hard.
You were tired, I expect.
Well, I think it was seeing the combine just standing there, knowing that you hadn't even started on the barley.
As I said, it was a perfectly rational decision.
That may be, but someone should have phoned our contract customers and told them what was going on.
Well, all right, yeah, I accept that.
Especially David.
Yes, well, we're going to be making a start in his barley this morning.
Good. Well, okay then, I'll stick around for a bit.
Hi.
Morning, darling.
Hi, Adam.
Debbie.
No, Adam. Can I get you some breakfast?
No, thanks, Mum. I'm fine.
You'll have a cup of tea, though.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Brian, I hope we're going to keep this short. There's a lot on today, as you know.
Fine by me.
And me.
Do you mind if I kick off? I thought I'd do some preliminary costings on the strawberry enterprise.
Oh, that's quick.
You'll see in the last column I've estimated the income generated over the past fortnight.
Phew. Are we really making that much?
Yep. It's purely opportunist, but we got it because we were flexible enough to respond.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it's very good.
There we are.
Thanks, Mum. You can see from the earlier columns that the additional costs involved are insignificant.
Just a few more pickers and the extra overtime.
That's it.
This assumes that there's no yield penalty from cutting the barley 10 days late.
If there is, it'll be very small, especially at today's prices.
Not if we lose one of our contract customers.
I don't think that's very likely.
It'll knock a hole in your figures if we do.
Then we must jolly well make sure it doesn't happen.
Quite.
We'll give them exemplary service from now on, won't we, Adam?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you always do, darling.
We try our best.
Well, I think on the basis of these results, we owe Adam a vote of thanks.
Hear, hear.
Well done, Adam.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well done, Adam.
No problem. If I can help keep this business in good shape, that's reward enough.
Go on, you lot. Keep moving. Kirsty! Too far back. Come forward a bit, can you?
Okay.
No, not too far. Yep, okay. Go on. That's it. Hey, Washy, don't get through that gap. Look out, they're going for it. Look, slow them down. Slow them down. Kirsty! Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, it's no good just waving your arms about.
I thought they'd stop.
Yeah, not this lot. They're far too flighty.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, it's no problem. They won't get far from the end of the track. You did shut the gate.
Yeah, luckily.
Good.
We've got Ruth to give us a hand anyway.
Well, maybe you'd better get off to work. We'll be fine now.
I've
I've just made the job harder, haven't I?
Of course you haven't, you dipstick.
I know I have.
What's this? They're playing Silly Beggars this morning.
Yeah, always the way at this age.
With a bit of help from me.
Oh, you were great.
Well, you've got them on the track anyway. It'll be easy enough to walk them back.
Yeah, should be.
In that case, I might as well leave you to do it.
Yeah. Thanks for all your help, Kirsty.
Oh, that's all right. See you later.
Bye, love.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Sorry about that.
No problem. We'll soon get them back.
She tries hard. I wouldn't say she was a natural with stop, though.
Not many of us are, Sam.
Nope. We're a dying breed.
To be honest, it's nice to be out here on such a lovely day.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
And the best of it is, Adam's just phoned to say he's on the way with the combine. At last.
I blew it, didn't I?
Of course you didn't, darling.
So much of my man management skills.
No, they're fine.
No, I broke the cardinal rule. Engage brain before opening mouth.
Debbie!
It's true, Mum. I should have found out the facts first. Those figures of Adam's were a no-brainer.
Well, I, for one, am jolly glad you said what you said.
You are?
Well, I mean, it's not that I like you and Adam being at loggerheads. Far from it.
Well, of course you don't.
But I do think that's the strength of this business. We feel confident enough to challenge each other. And that's got to be healthy.
You mean that?
Of course.
Thanks.
Come on, you're a key member of this team, Debbie, and long may it continue.
Here, here.
I'm going to stop there, or you'll have me in tears.
Well, as long as you know.
I do, and I'm very touched.
Oh, I must go now. Adam will be wanting to get off for the combine.
You're off to Brookfield?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
See you both later, then.
Yeah.
You, will be in for supper tonight, darling.
Oh, yes, please.
That's good.
Looking forward to it.
So are we, won't we, Brian?
Absolutely.
We'll have a lovely evening. Bye, then.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, darling.
Yeah, I'd better be off too. I said I'd be at the estate office by now.
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid Graham Ryder's not going to be delighted to see me.
He thinks you'll be putting him out of a job.
Yeah. He's not wrong either.
Well, if the economics don't stack up.
Exactly. I've had to do a bit of that in Hungary, as you know. They were ridiculously overstaffed.
Oh, that reminds me. Do you know, I thought I might pop over in a couple of weeks' time, see how you're getting on.
Really? Great.
And I thought I might have a tour around, look at a few potato units, just to make a decent break of it.
Good idea.
And Jerry said he'd sort out some addresses for me. You know Jerry, on the consortium.
Well, I can find you some potato units.
That's okay.
No, it's no bother. I know loads of them. I made it my business to go round a few when I was first over there.
Well, I think I'd better leave it to Jerry, because I've asked him now.
Well, when he comes back to you, let me know where they are, will you?
Yes, I will.
I might even be able to join you, if we're not too busy.
Gotcha.
Right, let's have a look at this teat.
Yeah. It's very inflamed. Look at that.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe we should move them out of that field. There's a lot of high hedges, and the flies are bad.
Good idea.
All right, I'll shift them up the top where it's not so humid.
This doesn't look too bad, though. What do you think?
Yeah, I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah, me too.
All right, girl, we're not going to hurt you.
Steady,
right.
Steady now.
Yeah, the antibiotic should clear it up.
Are you going to do it or shall I?
I'll do it.
So you're looking forward to your holiday? It won't be long now, will it?
Nope.
All that sun and peace and quiet?
Yeah, Kirsty fancies lazing by the pool.
Well, don't you?
Not so much. You know me.
You'd like something a bit more active.
Yeah, I would really.
Well, I'm sure there'll be things to do there. I wish I was going, I can tell you.
I wish you were too.
Sam?
No, I mean, it's a pity you're not going instead of me.
Me and Kirsty, you mean?
No, look, just forget I said it, okay? Come on, let's get you done, shall we, girl? That's it, all done.
Of course there'll be diving and water sports and all that sort of thing, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Go on, girl. Go on. You're free.
Are we ready?
Yes, as soon as I filled up the tank.
I was wondering, is there any chance of you joining us for supper tonight?
I'm not sure. I'm in the mood for a social evening.
Well, I know you're feeling a bit cross.
Mum,
She comes home and starts throwing her weight about, doesn't even stop to find out the facts.
I know, and she's regretting it now.
Is that meant to make it okay?
Anyway, you've proved your point, so why not just put it behind you?
Depends whether she's ready to start acting like a team player.
Well, anyway, if you can make it tonight.
Oh, I don't know, Mum. It's not just Debbie. I'm going to have to sit down and talk to Ian.
You haven't done it yet?
We've hardly seen each other this week.
Oh, right.
All right, Mum, you don't have to look like that. I know we need to discuss it.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. I just feel the longer things are left unsaid, the more difficult they get.
I'm not sure it could get any more difficult.
Hello, you two still here?
Just filling up the tank.
Don't forget, I'll be over about 2 to give you a break.
Thanks, Brian.
Has Debbie gone to the estate office?
Yeah, she just left.
She hasn't made herself late.
No, she's fine. We were just saying, it's about time I made a trip out there to see how she's getting on.
Oh, good idea.
Well, she needs to know she's got our support.
Yes.
As long as you don't fly in and start taking things apart.
Oh, Adam, don't be so cynical.
Sorry.
Thought while I was out there, I might as well look at a few potato enterprises, see if I can pick up some ideas.
Perhaps Debbie can make the arrangements for you.
She offered to, but Jerry's got a fair few contacts in that department.
Oh, well then.
In any case, Debbie's going to be pretty busy. They'll be into harvest by then.
Right, time we were going.
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
See you later.
Yep, about 2.
Okay, Mum?
Adam, you will make an effort to talk to Ian, won't you?
Yes, definitely.
Soon?
Yes. All right.
I know it's none of my business, darling.
No, you're right. I know you are.
It's just, you've got so much going for you, the two of you. I'd hate to see it spoiled through lack of communication.
Ah, there you are. Someone to see you.
Oh, hi, Nigel. You're bright and early.
Nigel's come to invite us to a barbie.
Oh, great. When's that, then?
Tonight, actually.
Tonight.
I'm sorry there's not more notice, but it was a kind of a spur-of-the-moment decision. Well, the weather's been so nice.
And long may it continue.
It won't be anything elaborate. Steak and sausages and the odd bottle of claret.
Oh, normally I'd love to, but there's a good chance that we'll be working late tonight.
Well, can't you come along later, David?
I could do, I suppose, yeah.
Just turn up when you like.
All right, thanks, Nigel. That sounds great.
I must admit to an ulterior motive. I'd like you to have a look at our vines.
Oh, yeah, I'd be very interested.
So what's happening with them?
They're looking great. On some of them, you can see the little grapes.
Already?
So Chateau Loxley is about to go on stream.
I don't know about that. The yields will be low this year.
Well, even better. It'll have scarcity value. By the time it's vintage, it'll be worth a fortune.
I wish.
How's about we eat out tonight?
Okay with me.
Great. I thought we could go out to that place at Loxley Barrett. What's it called?
The Half Moon?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Did you see in the Echo it has reopened as a gastropub?
Yeah, looks quite nice.
So, why don't we give it a try?
Okay, you're on.
Have a nice bottle of wine and see if we can straighten a few things out.
Suits me.
All right, have some more coffee.
I ought to go.
No, come on. You've got time for another cup.
Thanks.
So, how was your supper last night?
Debbie and I were civil with each other.
That I'd like to have seen.
You should have joined us after work, I told you.
Oh, thanks. I find it best to stay out of these family rituals. What, is that the post?
I'll get it.
No. It's okay.
You wouldn't be expecting something.
I am, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yeah, it's not here, though.
Something important, obviously.
Yeah, sort of.
Who from?
No one much.
No one much, eh? Wouldn't be this, by any chance.
Well, is that mine? It is?
It's from the fertility clinic.
And you opened it?
Yeah. Sorry. It was accidental.
I mean, you must think I'm stupid.
I didn't see the logo.
You had no right to. It wasn't addressed to you.
Well, I'm glad I did. Things seem to have moved along a lot further than I thought.
Nothing's been decided.
No? Looks to me like you're going ahead no matter what I think.
Well, how long have you had this?
3 days.
Well, and there's me thinking I got delayed and the postman said it should have been here.
Been having regular chats. Have you making your plans?
I'll grow up, will you, Adam?
Don't bother reading it. The clinic says you can go ahead when you want, so congratulations.
Look, you were totally out of order. Do you know that?
And what about doing all this behind my back? You don't think that was out of order?
But I told you nothing's been decided.
You've been to see her, haven't you?
Yeah, I did meet her, yeah.
Knowing how upset I was, you went sneaking off to see her.
It's because you were upset that I went.
You've lost me there.
I wanted some answers to the things you were worried about.
You expect me to believe that?
Look, I don't give a toss, but I'd like you to keep your hands off my meal.
Get to work.
Yeah, that's it. Go on, walk away. That's what you usually do.
There's no point in talking. You've already made up your mind. That letter proves it.
God, you can be so pig-headed.
Oh, that's great coming from you.
Yeah, yeah, go on. Run away and play with your combine harvester.
I can't wait!
Debbie! How you getting on?
Oh, hi, Matt. Yeah, I'm getting there, thanks.
No Graham Ryder?
No, he went off about 10 minutes ago to get some lunch.
Yeah, I bet he did.
No, it's fine.
So, how's it looking?
Well, it looks like your input costs are higher than they ought to be. Sprays and fertiliser, mostly.
Yeah, we can't put up with that. Not with the price they are now.
Yeah, I agree. There's an opportunity there.
Anything else?
Your outputs are low. It's a combination of yields and selling prices.
Yeah, I knew it.
And the marketing hasn't been that good. Dad's been doing far better over at Home Farm.
Right. We're going to have to do something about this.
Well, I'd like a couple of days to do a full report, Matt, and I'll include some recommendations.
Thought you were going back today.
Yeah, I am, but I can take these figures to work on. I'll email you something about the middle of next week, OK?
Yeah, whatever.
Good.
The point is, can you manage this farm and make me more profit than Rodway's?
I think I can.
That's what I wanted to hear.
As you know, I mean, it's all different now under the single farm payment.
So what do? Put it all down to biofuel crops?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Or we could go for a simple basic rotation of wheat and grass. No break crops, no rape and peas, all that palaver. First wheats, that's the only crop that pays.
And what do we do with the grass?
Well, it doesn't much matter. Make it into hay and sell it for horses, as long as it's low cost and makes a profit.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. And you'd be getting the family team in to do the work?
Well, makes sense. They're on the spot.
Fine with me, as long as they don't think they're in for an easy ride.
Well, no.
Because I tell you, Debbie, we'll be screwing their price down so tight they won't have the slack to knot a handkerchief.
And this should be... Yep. Jill's famous ginger cake.
Aha. Go on, help yourself, Adam.
Thanks. This is great, Ruth.
Good.
Yeah, it's brilliant, love.
Nothing like it, is there? Harvest tea on the stubble.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Okay. Should be finished in a couple of hours.
And how are the yields?
Well, looking pretty good, aren't they, Adam?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave you to it. The kids will be wanting to get off to Lower Loxley.
I'll see you later, love. Probably about 7:30, right?
Maybe Adam fancies coming. I'm sure Nigel and Elizabeth won't mind.
What's this?
They're having a barbie. All very informal.
Can't make it tonight, I'm afraid. Ian and I are meant to be going out.
Oh, right.
Well, we were. It's possible the plans have changed by now.
Hey, we've got a visitor, look.
Ah, so we have. Better hide the ginger cake.
Poor Debbie.
She's going back tonight.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's only a tour of inspection, really, making sure the staff aren't misbehaving.
Adam!
I gather she's doing some work for the estate.
I'm not sure work is the appropriate word. She's certainly hatching some scheme with Matt.
Ooh, what sort of scheme?
No idea. You better tell the parish council to keep an eye on them. Probably got plans to turn it into a theme park.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. This looks nice. Could be a scene from Manet, Déjeuner sur l'herbe.
Apart from the fact we're not on grass and Ruth's got her clothes on.
Yeah, there is that. How are you both?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, fine. I gather you're going back to Hungary today.
Yeah, afraid so.
That's a pity.
Maybe we can catch up a bit next time.
That would be good.
Yeah, actually, I just popped round to say cheerio to Dad.
He's on the combine, and I'd better get over there with a trailer.
And to you, Adam.
Yeah, sure. See you next time, OK.
Right.
Now, must get on.
Adam?
Yeah?
Do I get a hug?
Of course.
You take care now.
Yeah. And you.
Ah. Yeah, here's a little bunch. You see them?
They're tiny.
Yep. But they're going to become our first harvest. And come the end of September, we'll be picking these.
They don't look much like grapes.
Not at the moment.
What you need now is some decent weather, I suppose.
Not too dry. A nice bit of rain, but plenty of sunshine as well.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, David. Isn't it wonderful in here?
Yeah, it's really impressive. Listen, what's that sweet smell?
The flowers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, they might not look very much, but they give out this wonderful perfume, especially in the evening.
That's magic.
And see these, David? They're the little grapes.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
And just think, they're going to be a delicious white wine in a few months' time.
We hope so.
Well, you forgive me, Nigel, but I decided not to wait for that, so I helped myself to the French stuff on the table.
Good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So tell me, who looks after all this? It looks pretty labour-intensive to me.
I do some of it, but we've got an undergardener called Tasha, who's very good.
Ah. You don't use your head guy, then? What's his name? Titcomb.
They couldn't let him loose out here, I'm afraid. He'd probably go and spray them with herbicide or something.
Getting absent-minded, is he?
Not so much absent-minded. More eccentric, I'd say.
Why? What's he done?
Last week, he got in a muddle over the overtime rates. When they got their payslips, the gardeners must have thought it was Christmas come early.
Well, it's easy enough to do, I suppose, if you're not used to figures.
He's used to gardening, but he still managed to plant a new mixed border in the wrong place.
Oh, dear.
He put it in front of the orangery, and I distinctly said to the side.
Does it matter?
Yeah. When it all grows up, you won't be able to see out. Most of his work's fine. It's just these odd mistakes he's been making.
Very strange.
So for the moment, it's a lot safer to keep him away from the vines.
What's going on?
I'm moving out.
Is this a joke?
Well, who's laughing?
I thought we were going to have a talk.
What's the point?
You've changed your tune. It's what you've been on about all week.
Yeah, well, I was wrong. It takes two to have a conversation, and you're not even prepared to listen.
Well, that's great coming from you. When have you ever tried to see my point of view?
Well, you have to be joking.
No. Ever since Mads came down here, you've only had one thing on your mind. Didn't matter what I thought. Didn't matter what anyone thought, you were going to have this kid with her. End of story.
I don't believe I'm hearing this. Listen, I've spent the last 2 weeks worrying about you and how to make you part of this. So has Mads come to that?
Very cosy.
What?
Well, I can just see it, the two of you sitting around discussing how to get me on side.
Well, so what's wrong with that? At least it shows we care.
Can you hear yourself? We care? It's you and Mads now, isn't it?
You're just being paranoid.
I thought it was you and me. I thought I was the important person in your life.
So you are.
Well, not anymore. It's Mads. And the kids you're going to have together.
You have got it so wrong. I mean, of course it's you and me. It's us together having an amazing experience. Something that could enrich both our lives. Only you're too blind to see it.
I just don't believe that.
No, of course you don't.
Let me ask you one simple question, right? What's more important to you? Me or the kid?
You see? You're not even trying to understand.
Why can't you just answer the question?
This is why there's no point talking. Not till you get over this childish possessiveness.
Where are you going? Back up to Mads?
Don't be stupid, I've got a job to do.
Where then?
Grey Gables, where do you think?
Fine. Let me get the door.
I don't want to do this, Adam.
You're making one big mistake here. It's not going to be how you think it is.
I'll see you around, okay?
Yeah. Okay?
Okay. You take care.
Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Archers was written by the agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.